The future of Springbok rugby is about to reveal itself in all its glory. In the coming days, we are going to get a glimpse into who our future Bok stars are going to be. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as I delve into the matchday squad of the junior Springboks for their opening match of the Under 20 Rugby Championship against Argentina. Now, our boys were in Georgia last month for a three-match tour. It included two tests against their Georgian counterparts in Tbilisi. We won both matches, 38-27 in the first test and 27-12 in the second. Now, those three matches and the three the junior Boks are about to play in the Under 20 Rugby Championship will serve as preparation for the Under 20 World Championship later this year in Italy. Now, the reason I'm so excited about what's going on is because SA Rugby is taking this seriously. More seriously than in many years, it has to be said. It's been 13 years since we last won the Under 20 World Cup. Now, I don't for one second believe we're going to turn that around so fast that we end up winning first prize this year. But we are setting things in motion. Last year, we saw the advent of the Under 20 Rugby Championship. And now this year, a short tour to Georgia was added to help the boys prepare. Compare that to maybe a training camp and then hoping for the best once the big event starts, and it's already a massive improvement. And don't forget, the boys have been spending a lot of time in Stellenbosch in a series of camps to prepare as well. You might say, Pete, isn't that exactly what we should expect as the bare minimum in a professional sport? To you, I would say yes. But then we both know Platterkloof is sometimes a little slow off the mark. And let me quickly also tell you that I know I sometimes come across as being a bit harsh on the guys at SA Rugby HQ. But I mean, if you look at SAFA, Cricket SA, and just last week, what was going on at Netball SA, then I think it's safe to say that SARU is easily the best-run sports federation in South Africa right now. But that doesn't mean that there isn't room for improvement. And I think it's only right that the public keeps its demands and standards high. After all, we are the reigning double world champions. And if you're watching this from New Zealand, England, or Ireland, I'm here to tell you that nothing can be done about that. I think another thing that Platterkloof has done well is to bring in Johan Ackermann. The former Lions boss is part of the setup as a coaching consultant. Now, Ackermann isn't there to interfere, but you can appreciate the knowledge and expertise that he brings to the training ground. The former Springbok is actually playing a specific role helping out with the forwards. But you can't tell me his wisdom is not going to be utilized in other areas of play too. Right, so let's look at the South Africa Under 20 starting 15 and the replacements. Starting up front. Loosehead, Oliver Reed. Hooker, Setu Mnebelele. Tight head, Simpiwe Ngobese. Then at lock in the number 4 jersey, we have our captain, Riley Norton. Alongside him is JJ Tron, completing the tight 5. At open side flank, we have Tando Biela. Matt Romau is our blind side flank. And at 8th man, Wandile Mlaba. Okay, now let's look at the backs. At number 9 in the scrum half position, Hashim Peed. Kyle Smith is the halfback partner wearing the number 10 jersey. Then in the centers, we have Albie Bester and Dimitri Erasmus. Gino Cupido and Cheswell Uister are on the wings with Guillermo Mentu at fullback. On the bench, Coach Kevin Foote is going with a 5-3 split. Yandre Skuman, Renan Fashir and JD Erasmus are the front row that will come on at some stage. We'll have to see just how closely Foot mirrors Russie Rasmus's strategy in terms of replacements. But then we have also Mornay Fenter and Batu Hlekani, who will complete the forward contingent on the bench. And then we have Keanu Everson, Vusi Moyo, and JC Mars, who will come on as well at some stage. Those three are from the back line. I'm going to ask you to excuse any mispronunciations. As we get used to these boys, any errors will be corrected. And as you and I well know, these days, parents don't always give their kids what we might call traditional names anymore. If they were all Peter, David, or Johan, or Lungelo, or Tabo, well, that would obviously be a little more helpful. That said, some of the players I was impressed by against Georgia, including Mornay Fenter, Dominic Malchas, and Guillermo Mentu, well, some of them aren't even here. It's very, very interesting. Some of them didn't even make the final squad. There's one guy, for example, Heinrich Tron, who I was very impressed by against the Georgians. He's not even there. So that tells me that either I don't know what I'm talking about and what I'm seeing is different to what the coaches are seeing, which is probably fair, but it also tells me that there might well be some serious depth here that we're not appreciative of. Now, speaking of the likes of Fenter, Malchas, and Mentu, I'm really looking forward to seeing these boys in action. And further to that, I'm also looking forward to seeing who the other emerging stars are going to be. Other boys I was by, or impressed by, I beg your pardon, in the Tbilisi games, as I mentioned, Heinrich Tron, but there was also a fellow named Yabo Nzamela and Zeke January, although, as I mentioned, they're not involved here. Okay, how about the Argentine under-20s? You know the senior team are known as Los Pumas? Well, the juniors are called Los Pumitas. And I'll tell you right up front, I know very little about this lot, but we are about to find out all about them, and I'm really looking forward to it. One thing I have to say that I'm very, very disappointed by, and this is a Sanzar matter, not so much an SA Rugby thing. To an extent, it would be a Union Argentina de Rugby issue as well, but that is the lack of information that has been provided with regards to these boys. Now, SA Rugby has done a magnificent job so far. Like I said earlier, I've had a go at Plattekloof in the past, but they've been excellent in terms of feeding the media with information regarding this under-20 rugby championship. I have received regular updates as to the training camps, the involvement of men like Johan Ackermann, the squad announcements, the team announcements, and so on and so forth. And that is exactly what you want. You want that information coming from them. They give me the information, and in turn, I can give it to you. That's kind of how it works. But if you have a look at Sanzar, and this is, I'm sorry to say it, but this is actually a disgrace. If you go onto the Sanzar website and you click on the under-20 rugby championship section, there is absolutely no information, nothing. No fixtures, no players, no dates, absolutely nothing. I think it's a disgrace. And the fact of the matter is, we all know that this is not the most important competition that is being played this year. Even from an under-20 perspective, this is not the biggest event that is taking place this year. But you know what? The under-20 rugby championship, in my opinion, is actually quite a cool concept. It's quite a cool tournament, or at least it certainly has the potential to be a very cool tournament. It's a great concept, I think. But you know what? If they couldn't be bothered to take it seriously and to promote it, then there's a legitimate question, why should we? But you know what? I'm going to ignore Sanzar because I think they're a clown organization in any event. And I am going to tell you about the under-20 rugby championship. And you know what? You and I are going to enjoy this thing together. Despite Sanzar's lack of promotion and marketing, and we are going to go to that under-20 rugby championship, you and I, and we're going to know all about our junior Springboks, and we'll know a little bit about Los Pumitas and the Aussie and Kiwi under-20s as well. And as I say all of this, I've just realized we haven't discussed the format or the venue. Well, you're not going to get it on the Sanzar website, but luckily you are watching Front Row Rugby and I am going to give it to you. The venue will be the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Gqeberha, or according to every N2 road sign I saw on a recent trip to the Eastern Cape, Port Elizabeth. All matches will be played there. Each team will play each other once, and matches will be double headers. So we've got New Zealand versus Australia at 2 o'clock on Thursday, the 1st of May, followed at 4:10 by the Junior Box versus Argentina. Then on Tuesday, the 6th of May at 2 p.m, it's New Zealand versus Argentina. The Junior Box will play Australia at 4:10. And then it all comes to an end on Sunday, the 11th of May, starting at 2 o'clock when Argentina takes on Australia. And then again in that 4:10 slot, it'll be our Junior Box against New Zealand. Tickets are 20 rand, and I'd strongly encourage you to go on down there and support the boys if you can. And you know what you can do? You can then write a note to Sanzar and let them know what happened as well, seeing as they don't clearly have a clue. So, like I say, my encouragement to you, if you are in that area, go on down there, 20 rand for a ticket, go and support the boys. And if you'd like to support me, I'd strongly recommend you to sign up as one of my patrons. Guys, you can check out in the description area below. There's a link to my Patreon page. It starts from as little as $5 per month. I know that's probably around 90 rand these days. The rand is not what it once was. But the reason I'm looking for you to hop on board and join the dream team is because I would love to do this full time, and I would love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under with daily content. And you can help me by signing up as, shall we call it, something of a super fan. You can support me, support my work, help me to do this full time, help me to go to Australia for that Rugby World Cup, and I would very, very much appreciate any support. As I say, it starts from $5, but there are other tiers, $10, $20, $100 even, and you'll get great benefits as well. For example, you could get me to write an ebook on your favorite Springbok rugby player. We could do a quarterly Zoom call together where we discuss tactics or old matches. And there are all sorts of other cool things like discounts that you can get on my online store, which I hope to be launching in the next 3 months or so. So go on over there, click on that link, sign up as a patron, and I very, very much value your support. I thank you in advance, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.